I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Down the block, Andrew John. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle has won.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. The team lists have just dropped for round three, and I'll tell you what, there is a little bit to get into. So we're going to get stuck into that this afternoon. Got my 5'8 joining me once again. Kat, what's doing?
Hello, hello. Well, it's the most exciting day of the Rugby League week, TLT, and I can't believe the amount of injuries we've had off the back of this weekend.
Yeah, it has been a really wild week. A lot happening, plenty of outs. There's a couple of ins here as well that I didn't see coming. Lucky to have Kat here up in Timmy Williams' chair. You're definitely the best looking person to ever sit in that chair, Kat, so congratulations.
Oh, well, make sure you bring that up again tomorrow when Timmy's here.
Don't worry, I will be, and I look forward to it. All right, Kat, round three. Where are we kicking off on Thursday night?
All right, so it's Panthers Roosters. This is a good game, this one, and it's at the SFS at 8 p.m.
Yeah, so we're up there at Allianz Stadium, or as I will always and forever call it, the SFS, the Sydney Football Stadium. Let's go through the Roosters first. Major changes there. Terrell May, he actually starts, so a huge win for Supercoach players there. And then we have also got Egan Butcher, who comes onto the bench. For the Penrith Panthers, Brad Schneider comes in at number 7 to replace Nathan Cleary, who's out for a few weeks. And Maverick Guy, congratulations to him, makes his NRL debut, of course, the son of the great Mark Guy. I've had him on the podcast a few times, an absolute legend. So congratulations to Maverick. Very, very excited to see him make his debut. The big news there, though, Nathan Cleary out of this one and out for a couple of weeks. We'll talk about it on Beers and Breakevens tomorrow, a huge talking point. Kathmandu, what's doing on Friday?
Well, a game that I'm actually going to be at myself. It's the Good Friday clash between the Rabbitohs and the Bulldogs. Very nervous for it, I'm not going to lie. But this one's at 4 p.m. And, yeah, let's dive into those teams.
Kat, that could go from a Good Friday to a very bad Friday for you, just
It'll
quietly.
It'll be a Good Friday for someone, Guru, and I just don't know if it's me.
Yeah, I wouldn't hold my breath. Okay, for the Rabbitohs, Burgess, he comes in to start this game. You have got Cheekam on the bench and Shaq comes onto the bench as well. So Havili drops out of the side, so it looks like Damien Cook will play the full 80 minutes there as well. I'm hearing rumours that you might see Isaac Thompson replace Tane Milne, so keep an eye on that situation. For the Bulldogs, they are 1-17 coming off their huge victory against the Gold Coast Titans last week. One team in absolute chaos, one team looking settled and fantastic. Kat, take us through the late game. What's doing?
This one's a Queensland clash. Wow, that was a tongue twister, funnily enough. Broncos Cowboys, this one is at Suncorp.
Really put that tongue of yours into a pretzel. We've had some shockers today, just quietly. Broncos Cows, Queensland local derby, as Kat giggles her way through Team List Tuesday. Unbelievable. Okay, for the Broncos, Saylor at fullback. Obviously, Reece Walsh, his face is completely ruined. He will not feature in this one. He'll be out for a few weeks. Fletcher Baker starts. You've also got Pierre Cure out, which fucking sucks for Supercoach players not named Kat Haddad, who didn't start for him for whatever reason. Yeah. But anyway, we'll pick that bone tomorrow. I don't care enough right now. Hunt on the edge, and Corey Oates comes into the 17, I'm expecting him to come on and play as a forward unless they get an injury or HIA to jump in the backs. But Corey Oates, I think he'll come on as a loose forward. I think he'll do a good job there. For the Cows, Labart comes back to replace Tommy Chester. And Ruben Cotter, he's the one under an injury cloud. He has been named in the 13 at the moment. So we'll watch that one as it plays out. Kat, take us to Super Saturday. It's a little less super this week.
Only two games. Well, we'll start at Wynn. At 5:30 p.m., we have Dragons versus Manly. So we're looking at a bit of a North versus South clash.
Ooh, I love it.
But yeah, talk us through the team.
Dragons, Jacob Little comes back in. Marshkey drops back to the bench. I really like that combination for the Saints. Jaden Sewer on the edge. Jack DeBellin drops back to the bench. And Harm Selle joining him on the bench. What a bench for the Dragons. Jack DeBellin, Harm Selle, and Raymond Faitala-Mariner. You love to see that. For the Manly Seagulls, no changes. 1-17 there. Late game Saturday, Kat.
Seabus Super Stadium at 7:30 p.m. We have Titans versus Dolphins, another Queensland clash. And let's talk about this one.
Titans, Jaden Campbell at fullback. You love to see it. How exciting. Paliasia, he starts in the front row. My boy Jermaine Joloff in jersey 13. The big news here, though, outside of Jaden Campbell returning, David Fifita named in jersey 18. We might just see him this week. I think if he is 70 or 80% cut, they will bring him in. I think they simply have to. For the Dolphins, no major changes here. Ray Stone, the serial killer, returns. He's on the bench. Maxi Plath holds on to jersey 13, which I am super excited about. This kid has got a huge, huge future. Sunday afternoon games, Kat?
Yes, a big one. This is the Waz versus Knights. Go Media Stadium, 4:05 p.m. And what I think is cool is it's, you know, we've got a new Hollywood celebrity that supports the Waz. I wonder if he'll be there.
I hope Jack Black is there. That would be unreal. Shout out to Jack Black. Good work this week. I'm sure he watches Teamless Tuesday every Wednesday. For the New Zealand Warriors, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck at fullback. Wade Egan returns in jersey 9. Dylan Walker returns in jersey 17. For the Newcastle Knights, Leo Thompson has taken a one-week suspension, which I think is complete and utter bullshit, but we'll fight that fight another day. The Saifidi start in the front row. Brody Jones in jersey 17. Dylan Lucas, 18th man, rough as guts. Jackson Hastings still in the extended squad. Had a really good game in New South Wales Cup on the weekend, but obviously the Knights won, so I didn't expect them to make any changes. Late game Sunday night. I am so sick of these 6:15 games, Kat. They need to go away.
I know, because you have to be here till...
All hours.
Anyway, it is the Cronulla Sharks versus the Canberra Raiders at Shark Park, 6:15 p.m., like you said. And some interesting changes to this one.
Some big changes here. Some that get me very hot and heavy. My boy, Kale Iroh, gets his opportunity in the centres. Talakai moving to the second row. Dan Atkinson, I believe it's his debut. Very talented player. Atkinson has come through the Sunshine Coast Falcons, gets his opportunity in this game. Now, look. Iroh coming in is super exciting, Ed. Don't get me wrong. It is unreal. But I just want you to keep in mind that next week, the Cronulla Sharks, they have a bye, which means that Britton Nicara has served his two-game suspension. So after the bye, he will come back. So there is every chance that Talakai gets shifted from the second row back to the centre spot in 2 weeks' time when Nicara returns. So as much as I love seeing Iroh getting his opportunity, Supercoach-wise, and we'll talk about with Timmy more tomorrow, Kat, but I don't think he's a buy simply because it still could be another 10 weeks till we see him again. He's still going to need an injury, I think. Maybe this is a permanent shift for Talakai into the second row, but personally, I'm not convinced. For the Raiders, Hopewade and Kotrick out. Schiller and Seb Chris come back in. Horsburgh in the extended. Shout out to Albert Hopewade, who has been ruled out because he burnt himself cooking dinner the other night. One of the more bizarre ways to fall out of a first grade squad, Kat.
I mean, things happen, right? It just shows even rugby league players get burnt by the Barbie.
Yeah, it's crazy. And you know what? On the list of Hopewade scandals, this might not be in the top 1,000. So we'll take that.
No, this is tame. Hopefully he's back next week.
Special, obviously, Easter weekend. We have got a game on Monday, which is super exciting. What have we got, Kat?
Parramatta Eels versus the West Tigers at 4 p.m.
Love that. Two Western Suburbs teams. Great to see them go head-to-head. For the Parramatta Eels, Sivo returns on the wing. Harper in the centres. Blaise Talangi, named at 5'8", after making his debut at centre last week, moves to 5'8". Dylan Brown will move to 7 with Mitch Moses out for a couple of weeks. Very interesting. We heard the rumours today, Kat, that Bryce Cartwright ruled out for a couple of weeks. He has been named here, so I wouldn't be surprised if the coach is playing a bit of silly buggers there, so keep an eye on that. Either Kelma Tuolangi or Ryan Madison, I would assume, to start on that edge. For the Tigers, my boy Asu Kapoa, named on the bench. He comes in the side. I think it's a great addition, a very underrated player. The one I want you to keep an eye on, you've obviously got Bud Sullivan, who's playing that 14 role at the moment. Didn't play a heap of minutes the other day. Latu Fainu made his return to New South Wales Cup on the weekend. Only played 40 minutes, but did very well from what I've heard. Latu named on the extended bench, another young superstar that you need to keep an eye on. Kat, that was one hell of a team list Tuesday. A little bit happening. And dare I say, with all these injuries, I'm expecting more changes as we get closer to the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, even with Bryce Cartwright being named, I think you're predicting a few additional changes to what we've seen. But
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You also never know what the week holds. There could be some more kitchen actions. Hopefully not.
Can we get the Canberra Raiders maybe an Uber Eats sponsorship to avoid things like this? They can't be trusted down there in the nation's capital. It's wild. That'll do us for Teamless Tuesday, guys. Thank you for joining us once again. Please keep in mind, 8 p.m. tonight, we have got the catch-up coming your way. Tell us, Kat, what's coming on the catch-up tonight?
Loads of great stories that happened over the social media realm this weekend. I got to teach you who Stormzy the rapper is. And if you don't know who Stormzy is, honestly, what's going on? I think that's just a guru issue. And then there is a few other good stories that we touched on. But we also did the Guess Roo, which is, I think, your personal favorite part of the episode, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Remained undefeated. Not undefeated, actually.
But let us know in the comments too when you watch it if you would have guessed who it was, because another week, I'm not surprised. I can't wait till the day I really pick a player that you just struggle to get. But he is the guru, so.
Yeah, you'll be looking for a new job the day that comes, unfortunately. That'll be tough. Thank you for joining us again, guys. Make sure you're there 8 p.m. tonight on YouTube to catch the catch-up. That was a really poor choice of words. Be there at 8 p.m. for the catch-up. We'll see you there.
Bye, guys.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.